there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hour one on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Chris Sims, Football Night in America, join us a little bit later on. Brian Harmon, Open Championship winner, will join us. And Fritzy, I think, has tracked down Steve Young. Took him most of the day yesterday to track down Steve, who was supposed to join us yesterday.
He felt terrible about it. He sent me a couple of texts, and supposedly he's going to make it up to us, and he just forgot about it.
Okay, show of hands, who thinks Steve Young will show up today in the final hour of the program? Okay, almost universal.
A hesitant yes.
Okay, Paulie?
Are you saying, do we think he will, or would we bet that he does?
Do you think he will? I'm not going to put any money in.
Well, is it 100% or 0%? Because it's a little more 80-20.
I think it's 100%. He's showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he feels bad yesterday, ruined the show, and ruined Todd's day, and I think that he owes that to us.
And he expects you to abuse him a little bit, rough him up. That's what he thinks should or could happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a distinct possibility. Welcome to the program. The longest career funeral procession continues on the Dan Patrick Show. Gang's all here, ready to go. I gave you a heads up about Tailgate Moonshine, the watermelon version. Hopefully you signed up for the newsletter. Hopefully you got an opportunity to get the Tailgate Moonshine because it's all out once again. It doesn't take long. It's a great product. And I warned you, sign up for the newsletter and you get a heads up before anybody else. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Big news for the Giants, Saquon Barkley. He has a new one-year deal with the Giants. So it's worth $10.1 million fully guaranteed, including a $2 million upfront signing bonus. The deal includes $1 million of incentives with an equal amount paid for 1,300 rushing yards, 11 touchdowns, and 65 receptions. I don't know if this is a win. I don't know if it's a loss, but Saquon Barkley's coming to camp, so I guess that's certainly a win for the Giants. But what other option did Saquon Barkley have? Well, it's not Christian McCaffrey money or Alvin Kamara money, but he makes a lot of money in endorsements. And I don't know if that factors in. He did get a signing bonus. He was the number 2 pick overall. He's in a different position than Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs left town, not showing up for training camp with the Raiders. But Saquon Barkley signing net, and I don't know if this is considered a franchise tag or a franchise tag and an addendum to that that makes it a one-year contract, a one-year deal, not a franchise tag deal. I'm assuming he can still be franchise tagged a couple more times by the Giants, because if I'm the Giants, you hope you get that production out of him, and then you could franchise him the following year. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, according to Adam Schefter, he still is franchise tagged, which means they can franchise tag him a second time next year. Now, if he was franchise tagged next year, he would make at least $12 million. It would go up 20 or that percentage. So, yeah, $12 million next year if he was franchise tagged.
Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app. You can watch this program and our radio affiliates around the country. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 cities around America that carry this program. First full day of NFL training camps, injuries, excuses, mistakes, more lawsuits for Northwestern. It's hard to keep track of what's going on at Northwestern. Now, I know it's not a good football program, but the hazing part of it, I think, is what we might be interested in. And this is what I don't understand. There are former players suing Northwestern. I'd like to know why former players aren't suing former players who haze them. The actual people who haze them, it feels like they're not involved in this. It's Northwestern coaches should have known. And if they didn't know, they should have known. If they did know, and then you have these lawsuits. But obviously, I'm not a lawyer, not going to play one on radio or TV. But if you have people who hazed these players who were players, current players or former players, I haven't heard anything about them. And are they brought under the microscope here? Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach, now the volleyball coach is involved in this. The baseball coach is involved in this. But if you're going to sue, you want to go after Northwestern, not one of the coaches here, or maybe a current or former player. But that kind of left the picture. The clarity there, or lack thereof, of who's doing the hazing and how did they get away with this? Or current players who hazed and they're still on scholarship, I guess. Just curious about that. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome. At the end of your first year, automatically double all the cash back you've earned. So everything is earned, cash back from trips and restaurants. When we go to Ireland, all the money we spend put on the credit card, trips, restaurants, you get that cash doubled at the end of your first year. So you can see terms, check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. We'll get to phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by. Seton has the honor of coming up with a poll question, although, Todd, it feels like it's kind of infringing on your territory in the back row, Seton. You okay with this?
Yeah, so I look at it more as being the curator of poll questions.
Oh,
in that okay. I bring in, Paul sends lots of poll questions, Todd sends lots of them. Sometimes we get them from social media. Mm. Marvin could throw it in, Weeks, everybody. Mm. You know, so I look at it more as just curating them and then delivering the ones that may be the best.
All righty. Todd, you got your poll questions, passive-aggressive poll questions?
I do have a few suggestions.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm starting out negative and kind of poking, but I have.
That's should what you always do.
I do. Should we trust Marvin's review of Barbie ... or any movie for that matter? Absolutely, or no way. I'll do the opposite. Thanks. What is that about?
Well, you're the one that wrote it, Todd.
Oh, I did write that.
What is that all about? Yeah, what do you got against Marvin's movie reviews?
I love Marvin. I don't know. That's just why is that?
A little bit later on, Marvin will give his review of Barbie.
But I am curious what people think.
I know, but you're already leading the witness.
I have two choices. Absolutely, whatever he thinks is good.
How about yes or no? Like you're going absolutely or no way. I'll do the opposite. Thanks.
And that's leading because the no way I'll do the opposite is a more fun choice.
Just do yes or no. Okay. Never
mind. Yes or no.
Okay. No. Wow. Why do I do this?
Okay. You alluded to this a little while
ago. Okay. Saquon Barkley ...
Won or lost? You asked that a few minutes ago. Did Saquon Barkley win or lose after this deal?
Who could make let's take a break here. Who could make the case that Saquon Barkley, not making fun of your poll, Todd, is there any way he won this or does he? Did he buy himself freedom for his career next year? I don't know.
No, they disfranchise him next year.
Yeah, I don't see how
he's still under the franchise tag, and they'll franchise him next year. I think it feels like maybe he got a little bit of a raise here, a little bit of a bump, giving him a signing bonus. I don't think they give you signing bonuses for a franchise tag, but he's getting $2 million, got some incentives, make a little bit more money there. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a bump, and instead of a one-year, $11 million deal, and maybe they franchise tag him next year, so it's really a two-year, like $23, $24 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I mean, he's not getting paid, but it's not bad. It feels more win-ish.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lose-ish. It's more like a win-ish situation.
It's win-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a win, but it's win-ish.
Yeah. Daniel Jones has to be really, it's a win for Daniel Jones, let's put it that way, that he's got Saquon Barkley
no
there.
No pressure.
Yeah. But I can't imagine the Raiders are going to acquiesce to Josh Jacobs. I mean, he left camp. Zach Martin's not showing up for Cowboys camp. He might have a better case of getting a pay raise here than Josh Jacobs. And I wonder about, you have this Zoom call on Sunday, all these running backs. Did Saquon know at that time when he's doing the Zoom call that maybe the Giants are going to take care of him a little bit here? Because all those other running backs are probably going, wait, what are you doing here? I don't know if there was a show of solidarity and you were going to have Saquon. He doesn't strike me as a player who would sit out. There's certain players where you go, yeah, I could see him doing that. Saquon doesn't strike me as that player, and he proved that. He did allude to that, which I found interesting, where he said, hey, you know, I could say, you know, bleep to the Giants and bleep to my team, but I'm not going to, but I could. And I'm thinking, that feels like that's passive aggressive as well. Yes, Paul.
Saquon has endorsement deals with Dunkin' Donuts, Nike, Pepsi, Toyota, Visa, and a number of others. I wonder if a holdout would have hurt those endorsements. Would he have been still paid if he chose to sit? Not an injury, but chose to sit.
I don't know how that works if you're representing a brand. Do you have to play? Do you have to be an active roster? Do you? Because when he was injured, I'm assuming he was still doing those endorsements, but I don't know how that works. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I almost wonder too, like the flip side of that, because I don't know how it works either, but does having all of those endorsements allow him to hold out? If you're not dependent on your salary from the team necessarily to survive or whatever, maybe it gives you more freedom to hold out.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not sure if those go away, like Paul was saying, then it's...
Yeah, then all of a sudden they're looking for somebody else to endorse their products. But, yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know what the contract stipulates there. But he's made a lot of money. It's like when Dak Prescott was holding out. And I thought, you're making a lot of money off the field. And he's probably, you know, said, hey, that shouldn't factor in. Well, being the Cowboys quarterback does factor in. You get overpaid off the field and maybe got overpaid on the field. I got to factor those things in. If I can sort of make up that gap there, then all right, I'm okay. He wanted to be a New York Giant. I don't know if Josh Jacobs cares about being a Raider. It feels like Saquon wants to be a New York Giant and wants to be a New York Giant for his career. Because in New York, it's different. Josh Jacobs in Las Vegas, that's nice, but you're not the main attraction. Wonderful player, but they'll find another running back. It just will. That's what they do. There's no leverage there. Still no leverage. And until somebody comes up with some kind of solution, it just seems like it's a slow time of the year. It's running backs. We can all empathize with them. We all have memories, you know, childhood memories of great running backs. The game has changed. Now, what would happen, or what's going to happen in high school? When kids are going to go, what position do you want to play? Well, the first one is quarterback, and maybe edge rusher, and maybe a wide receiver, and maybe a defensive back. Are you going to want to be a running back? Now, you still get to be a star. Now, you might not get paid commensurate to, you know, the wear and tear on your body. I get all of that. But I wonder, and we wouldn't see these numbers for a long time, where maybe you don't have the best players playing running back. And it used to be your star athlete was your running back. Now it's become the quarterback and an edge rusher. But I wonder about that down the road. If you're a junior high running back, do you want to be a running back when you get into high school, that can get you a scholarship. But if you're thinking bigger picture, do you want to be a running back? Do you want to be a wide receiver instead of a running back? They get paid more. Edge rusher, they get paid more. Well, everybody gets paid more. But I wonder about that with how this will affect high school kids, junior high kids, even grade school kids. You still get to be the guy scoring touchdowns. There's something to be said for that. You get to be the focal point of your high school team and maybe your college team. But when you get to the NFL, if you know that there's a glass ceiling, a financial ceiling there, then does that make you pause and go, you know what, maybe I could play another position? I mean, Jadeveon Clowney was a running back in high school, and he was a defensive end. You imagine him as a running back. Like, that's where you just fall, you know? It's like you trip and you fall, fetal position. I remember guys, what was it, Auburn? They didn't want to tackle Leonard Fournette. I mean, we see this with Derrick Henry now, but I remember there was a couple of games where it looked like nobody wanted to tackle Leonard Fournette. Yes, Todd.
Or you become a matador on defense. Ole! And just let him go right by you. You act like you're about to stop him and you get out of the way.
Thank you, Todd.
You're
welcome. Did we come up with a poll question?
Yeah, we do have one, actually. This one's in from Pauly. If your kid were a star high school running back, do you stay the course or switch positions?
Okay.
Well, hypothetically, you're Derrick Henry's dad and he's 16. He's playing both sides of the ball like he did, but he's the front running back. Tall, rangy. Would you say, would you look at the Saquon situation and say, let's make the move now?
Yeah, but you got to be good enough to play those other positions. It's not like you go, oh, you know what? Why don't you play linebacker? Okay. You still have to have the ability to play linebacker. You can be physically imposing.
Would you start steering your kid away from the position overall because of the beating, because of the financial, the longevity?
No. I if my son could be a running back in high school, get a scholarship, and then you roll the dice after that. I mean, how many players get to play in the NFL? If you look at the percentages, the odds are really, 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 really long that you're even going to get there. And if you do, the last thing I want you to worry about is, are you being compensated fairly? Yeah, Paul.
I'm watching Derrick Henry's high school highlights. It looks like something created for a movie about a grown man who comes down and plays high school football with a bunch of little
kids.
Like
a guy who lies about his age?
Yeah, it looks like a movie about a 27-year-old who's 6'3", 240, who decides, I'm going to go play. I look young, like 21 Jump Street with football.
Well, there's been, I think it was in Texas, where there was a kid who was like 29, and he was playing high school basketball and killing it. And it's like, man, that guy's good. And you find out he's 29.
Yeah, at the end of the game, I would ask Derrick Henry for a birth certificate.
I would still love that feeling of being a running back, scoring touchdowns, long runs. You're still on stage, spotlight's on you. And especially in high school, you know, you're able to differentiate. You know, it's like, man, that guy is good. It high school has become about throwing the football as well, but there's still room for that running back. Because the coaches, they're control freaks. You want to run the football, you know, you don't want to be throwing interceptions. Your job is not to develop your quarterback so he could play at next level. You're trying to win a championship, some, you know, local town. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between my high school team, and it was like, hey, Marv, are you going to get the ball today? Probably not. Relax. My mom was like, what time's the game start? I was like, first of all, I don't even know if I'm going to play today. I was like, second, if I do, they're not even going to throw me the ball because the middle linebacker was also our quarterback. And it was, you know what? Hey, 227 sweep, on two, ready, break. You give it to three really good running backs, or you might throw it to me, or you might throw it to the other tight end, maybe.
What was your longest run?
Pass.
Oh, so you were a tight end.
Yeah, quote-unquote SE, like split end.
Of course.
Because they were like, Marvin, just block, all right?
Okay. What was your longest reception?
37 yards.
Touchdown?
No.
Oh, caught from behind.
Definitely caught from behind.
I just assumed.
Definitely caught from behind. This kid named...
Like the name of a fantasy team. Yeah. What's your fantasy team name? Caught from behind. Yes, Marv?
Like, the thing was, I caught the ball over the 5'8 cornerback.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I start running, but I catch it, and it's like 34 yards. And it was only like 3 yards after he caught
me. Yeah. You basically tumbled three more yards.
Yeah, basically.
And that was it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but what radio show is he on, Marv?
I'll tumble for you. All right, let's take a break. Oh, my goodness. Deshaun Watson. Somebody's got to help him. Somebody's got to help him. I have that for you coming up next. Dan Patrick Show. You've heard CEO Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds and GetRefunds.com explain how his company has helped so many small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. In fact, Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for many businesses just like yours, whether it's construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels, and there are other companies saying that they specialize in ERC tax refunds. But not every company is the same. Innovation Refunds has hundreds of five-star Trustpilot and Google reviews and are certified with the Better Business Bureau. Trust your business with the experts at Innovation Refunds. They start the process. They complete the process. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. Once again, there's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you do. To get started, go to GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Keeper's Heart, a new partner and new unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. They've done it. Award-winning. If you're a whiskey fan, give it a try. Drink responsibly. Keeper's Heart. Ask for it. we're going to have some when we get to Ireland there. I think we go out to a bar and we're bringing our whiskey with us. Irish American. That's us.
I like that we're bringing whiskey to Ireland.
Yes.
Rather than...
Not many people do that, but that's how good this Irish whiskey is.
It's like reverse bootleg.
Yeah.
In some fashion.
Yeah, we're sneaking it back in.
Yes. 877-3DP-SHOW email address.
It's like Andy Dufresne getting back into Shawshank.
Yeah.
DP@DanPatrick.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Go there and it doesn't cost you anything. There's over 100,000 of you have signed up for the newsletter. Get a recap of the show at day's end and some heads up on some great deals that we have as well. Got our poll question. Your phone call's coming up. Deshaun Watson met with the media yesterday. I guess he had to, but I don't know how much prep time they gave him. I don't know if they said, all right, these are things to bring up. These are things maybe you don't bring up. If this is brought up, this is how you answer. At least this is what I would be doing. I would be, if I'm running the Browns PR department, I'd say, Deshaun, come on in. Let's talk about this. Here's a question. How do you answer? What if somebody brings this up? What do you say? This is what you need to do. Well, I don't know if he listened to anybody. I don't know if he got good advice. This is year two of this. And here's a portion of Deshaun Watson yesterday meeting with the media.
The whole situation changed me. You know, in a situation where it just kind of, I had to lock in on myself, you know, channel and really know who I'm, you know, surrounding myself with. And just really who's going to be there and support me, you know, even when I'm at my lowest point. And, you know, the last 2 years was definitely my lowest point of my life. But, you know, that's part of life. And, you know, I just go from it. I learn from it. I continue to move forward and push forward and continue to show my real character, my real personality and who I am.
Okay. That's not the sound that I wanted from Deshaun Watson. He talks about blaming the media. And if we can find that, that's far more impactful than that. But it can't be blaming the media. Not for the coverage, what happened, any of that. He has to just avoid these landmines there. Just... If you want to talk about it, I'm changing. I need to change. If you don't want to admit, you know, there's no culpability or whatever you want to say in avoiding some of these things, you don't want to create a headline here. You know, you're a quarterback on a team that right now is polarizing, it feels like. They're not must-see TV. If Deshaun Watson didn't have this off the field, then he would be a must-see quarterback. You have Nick Chubb on there. I mean, they have some star power. You have... you know, one of the originals as far as franchise, they had great history there, great fans there, great tradition there. I don't know how many times the Browns are going to be on national TV, but if I'm a network executive, CBS, NBC, ESPN, how many times do you want them? Thursday night football? Because you kind of have to jump into that conversation a little bit. And I think there's, You don't want to come off and say, well, you know, he's a great guy, or I've known him, or, any, you know, you want to present the facts, but then how much time do you spend on something like this, your pregame show? Nobody wants to hear that Deshaun Watson, you know, the media was out to get him. We want to see him play football. But even then, I don't know if people are rooting for Deshaun Watson. Nick Chubb, you are. Maybe you root for the Cleveland Browns. But when it comes to Deshaun Watson, you can't play the blame game, okay? You were a creep. You got caught, and you're now in Cleveland. They overpaid for you. That's their problem. Maybe you lead them to the promised land. Maybe you win the division. But that's a team that he's really difficult to root for. And now when you do this, where here we go, now it's the media. No, you did all of this stuff. We just brought it to light. Yes, Don.
And even from that soundbite we played, is he supposed to? We're supposed to feel sympathetic towards him that he was at the lowest point of his life, which he put himself in that situation. And are we supposed to care who stayed by his side and who his real friends are?
Well, he's blaming others. That's the problem I have. You take ownership of it and now move on. We've moved on with a lot of athletes in my 40 years of doing this. Take ownership, move on, and people might invest in you. Hey, you know what? A second chance here. Here is Deshaun Watson blaming the media. You able to get that, Marvin?
So, you know, the other thing with the Browns is they're kind of in this funky no man's land where, remember a couple years ago, they were this team we're rooting for. They're finally going to be, you know, coming from nowhere. And you kind
of. Well, I think with Baker Mayfield, they were interesting.
Yeah. And y'all, and their history is, you know, the movie Draft Day was at the Browns for a reason because they struggled forever. They're in this no man's land where you can't root for them, even if they were good. And they've got this quarterback who's got tons of baggage, but he's in our face and you can't get rid of him. They're on TV, I think maybe two national TV games. And that seems low for a team with a big star quarterback.
But what constitutes a national TV game? Is that Monday night football? Is that Sunday night football?
Yeah, scheduled Monday night. They've got a scheduled Monday night football game week two with the Steelers. And then a late season, they got a scheduled night game primetime.
How many times do you have to be on national TV as far as the big game, a standalone game? Thursday night, I think every team is going to be on Thursday night or
yeah.
supposed to be, but I don't know how that works for – if you're a network, can you – when you get Monday night, you know, when you get your schedule, then the Browns are there, they're going to be there, and Sunday night they're going to be there. I don't know how that works with the home office when they devise the schedule. Do they want the Cleveland Browns to be on national TV? Can you lobby against the Cleveland Browns?
Would you lean against it if you ran the league and were skewing the
networks? I don't want to showcase the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. That makes sense. It's a tough story
to tell.
If
you truly believe what you stand for with the NFL, which I don't, but if you're presenting yourself to a female audience, you know, that's where the rise in numbers of female fans, you know, do you want to do it? You may not. You may need another year of this. Give me a little cushion here. Yes, Eaton.
And I don't even know how much of a draw really Deshaun Watson is anyway, just to people who like football. I mean, last year he went 3-3. I barely even remember him playing. And then before that, it was 2020 when he played. That feels like a long time ago.
But the Browns.
And even when he was in the league at the Texans, he was buried there.
But the Browns are still a draw. That's the difference. If he was with Houston, nobody would care. But with the Browns, that's still a big fan base. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, Monday Night Football Week 2 is Steelers versus Browns.
Right.
On Monday Night Football Week 1, they always do like a look ahead to the next week. They always tease what's coming up. Do they say Kenny Pickett versus Deshaun Watson? Or do they say the Steelers versus the Browns? Or do they say Nick Chubb and the Browns?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what ESPN's philosophy is on something like that. If they want to showcase Deshaun Watson, it might be Nick Chubb, because you can make a case that Nick Chubb's the best player on the team, certainly the offense. I mean, he's a great running back. I don't know if people are tuning in for Nick Chubb, certainly with the running back position. But if you want people to either tune in or not tune in, then I would definitely say, yeah, sure, let's showcase Deshaun Watson. Yes, Eaton.
I don't think you talk about any specific player. You just talk about the history of the rivalry.
Mm. Yes.
You lean into the history. And don't worry about these guys that are here now, because this is one that you watch every year. This is one of the best matchups in football.
The Chiefs and Cowboys and Chargers and Bills have the most primetime games. This will be the first time in a while where some teams don't have primetime games. Let's see who those are. The Texans, Falcons. See, I'd like to see the Falcons. Cardinals and the Colts.
But you're weird.
I know.
I know. Love like Desmond Ritter versus Taylor Heineke battling it out.
But not even a Thursday night game. Every other team has at least one primetime game. NFL will only put deserving teams in primetime. The message is simple. If you want a primetime game, put a strong product on the field and you'll be featured. What's the over-under for the Browns this year? I mean, that's a tough division, but are they going to be playoff worthy this year?
It's weird, because if you told me the Texans were playing the Colts and their two rookie quarterbacks were starting, I'd tune into that. On a night, like a Thursday night rookie mess up game.
Yeah. Oh, I would too. But then I don't know if I'm in the mainstream when it comes to what I like to watch. I have said this before. I will tune into a game because I don't think anybody else is tuning into a college football game. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do that. Somebody needs to tune into this game. You know, I got Air Force Academy against, you know, Colorado State. You know, I'm going to watch that. Why? I don't know. Feel sorry for, you know, some of those teams. Do you have Deshaun Watson, Marv? Okay, here we go.
You know, when I was a young kid, I didn't think of the NFL. I didn't know I was going to make it out of high school. You know, my mom being sick and having tongue cancer and not being able to eat solid food ever again. You know, not having a father figure in my life ever, probably 27 years, only seeing him 4 times. You know, and, you know, different stuff like that is things that people don't really get to hear about. You know, especially last year has been, you know, the media directing and narrating something else. You know, it's been kind of overshadowed. So having the opportunity to tell that story in front of those guys and look their teammates in their eyes and be able to touch them. And
all right, but you heard him say the media certainly creating a narrative. By the way, can we get the microphone all the way in front of him? What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, he was saying that it's great that, you know, people could talk about his life, where he grew up, different things without a father figure. But he's catching heat for, it's been the media directing and narrating something else about my life story, as if the story of him the past couple of years has been media created.
Like we created something. Like, you know, we created this massage, you know, controversy here. Like, come on. What are we doing here? Just shut up. Play football. Nobody wants to hear you try. It's like, hey, let me tell you why I'm innocent here. Why they're out to get me. Nobody cares. Okay? We saw what happened. We heard what happened. We read what happened. Just play football. The fact that the Browns overpaid to get you to go there, you didn't want to go there. You went there for the money. Just go play. Now be worthy of that money that they're paying you. Live up to that. Start there. Yes, you need to change your life. Maybe change the people around you. Maybe stop booking massage therapists. And I'll go back to a Hall of Fame player who told me, when I asked him, and he played over a decade, I said, how many massage therapists did you have in your career? And he said, one. I said, one? He goes, yes. When you find that person who can help you get ready every week, then you stay with that person. It's no different than getting a doctor. You don't have like 17 doctors. You have one main doctor. You have one massage therapist. Maybe another one if you go to another team or that city. But you're not looking on Craigslist to go, you know, I'm thinking, I don't find my doctor on Craigslist. I'm like, you know, man, I'm not feeling well. Gonna get to give me a full physical here. Somebody on Craigslist here. Yes, Paul.
NFL has media access policies.
Although I could probably find nurses on Craigslist that are
you
willing.
Might. You
yes,
might.
Thank you, Todd.
NFL has media access policies where the head coach and the quarterback must be available to the media weekly, the starting quarterback weekly. Okay. So you will hear from Deshaun Watson at the podium every single week and usually after the game.
Just, okay, he said what he said. Whether, you know, he truly believes that, just move on. Just move on and play football now. Make it about you and the Cleveland Browns. That's it. All right, we'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up. We are already talking about the NFL odds for the first coach fired and coach of the year. We'll have that for you coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying.
flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
The 0-1 to Kowser. He'll line it down the left field line. Slicing away from Schwarber. Will he get there? Dives! It's a fair ball! He can't get to the ball! It caroms behind him! Around second goes Kowser. He's going to pump the brakes there. And the Orioles take a 3-2 lead.
Colton Kowser has two hits and 28 plate appearances since the All-Star break. Guess what? Both have driven in the game-winning run. That's courtesy of the Orioles Radio Network, and that is your Play of the Day. Play of the Day brought to you by Keeper's Heart, the new unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskeys and creates a smooth character of Irish whiskey, the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, give it a try, and please drink responsibly. John Morosi, who has been all over the Shohei Ohtani news, if there's been any news, John has usually been reporting it. And he mentioned that the Diamondbacks and the Orioles are basically doing their due diligence by reaching out, trying to figure out what's going on. I don't know if they're pitching anything as much as they're just exploring the landscape there of is Shohei Ohtani traded a week from today. Let's see. We've got some phone calls coming up. By the way, I've been mentioning Northwestern. Seton points out that the lawsuits are back in 2015. So anybody who was hazing is not around there any longer. And I don't know if anything has happened in the last couple of years with hazing. And are those people still at the university as student athletes? Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, like the original whistleblower complaint that blew up now is from 2022. So there's definitely more modern things. The stuff that was came out yesterday was from, you know, 2015, 2016. So there's a lot of different timelines here with the lawsuit. A lot of people are long gone, and maybe some people are still involved.
Okay. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. Dustin in Alabama leads us off. Hi, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Guys,
morning.
Look, I listen to you guys every day, either live or the podcast, and I get about 90% of my news from you. I don't really like watching the news; it's sad and depressing. But it seems like a lot of stuff going on lately. Deshaun Watson being a creep, the Northwestern junk, Marvin's small hands messing up clips. I live in Alabama, can't get the moonshine delivered here, but, you know, when things get rough, just, you know, keep it in your heart and always remember, no matter what's going on, that we're here on a daily basis to honor Qualcomm.
Well, thank you, Dustin. I appreciate that. Honoring Qualcomm. Yeah.
That's a caller gets it.
Marvin Small Hands had nothing to do with that Deshaun Watson clip.
E-me.
Yeah. No, that's not on you. No, if your computer froze up. That's all. Do we have better audio of Deshaun Watson?
Looking for it right now.
Okay, I think somebody sent me that. I'll let you get some time so we can play that. But it had to do with him just talking about the media sort of curating this narrative about him. He created it. But don't try to defend yourself. Just play. That's all. Just play. Don't try to, you know, you're not on trial. I mean, literally not on trial. But he feels like he's trying to defend himself. And it's not good. Not a good look. NFL odds coach of the year. Paulie, you have the odds.
I got the top six guys.
Okay. NFL odds.
I think number one is somewhat obvious if you think, what's the best story?
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell's correct. Plus 850 with the
Lions. See, I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this with the Lions, that the hype train is overcrowded. And you know, it's weird because when we think of the Lions, what are your expectations? Really low. Now you have expectations. And I get a little concerned that there's too many people on the Lions bandwagon. Here's Jared Goff, the Lions quarterback.
The so-called hype train is I don't know. I think it's funny to me that, like, you know, you go 9-8, you don't make the playoffs, and now you're all of a sudden a favorite. And it's, yeah, of course, we got good players, we got good coaches, we got good team, but we ain't done anything. And we have a lot of work to do. And, you know, Minnesota won 13 games last year. You know, Green Bay's won the division a handful of times in the last handful of years. So, you know, we've got some work to do to put, you know, a stamp on who we want to be, and are nowhere near that yet, but are on our way.
Okay. That is the approach to take, but that's not going to stop everybody from jumping on the Lions bandwagon. Yes,
Tom. Do you completely love what he said? I know you want to downplay the hype, but, like, it almost sounds like, you know, if we don't do so great, here's, you know, the reasons why. Well, you got us all in the Super Bowl. I kind of want him to be a little more confident, saying, yeah, we have a really good team, and we're expecting big things. He made it sound like he's kind of half throwing in the towel already. We're in a tough division. I don't know. They got us. We're not going to get anywhere near where everyone thinks we're going. Easy. Well, maybe we'll win a couple more games this year than we did last.
Thank you, Todd. Okay. Let's see. Who's got the second best odds for coach of the year?
I'll give you a hint. This team underachieved quite a bit last year, and he's a new coach in the league, but not new to the league.
Okay.
Matt Eberflus.
D'Amico Ryans.
Sean Payton is second.
Oh!
Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Fixing Russ. Let's go.
Yeah, let's ride.
Eberflus is third for Coach of the Year.
Oh, all right. Good poll, Seat.
Let's go.
And Mr. Excitement down in Atlanta, Arthur Smith.
Junior the third. Okay. How about the NFL odds first coach to be fired?
All right. This is on – there weren't many odds for this. I found one site where they had it, and I don't know if I agree with it. Actually, I don't agree with it at all because, like, here's the hint. This owner doesn't fire coaches often.
Oh, so Mike McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy plus 500 first coach fired.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
If you want to get attention for this category, putting Mike McCarthy on there, you'll get attention. So who's second on the list to get fired?
Got a wonky quarterback situation.
Wonky quarterback situation. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bloop, bloop for you, Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles.
This one's surprising. Third is you got a new owner.
Ron Rivera?
Ron Rivera. The only rationale I could think there is new ownership, maybe wants to start anew, but Ron Rivera's done a nice job there. Pretty well respected.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Do you want a quick quiz or want to save it?
What's your quick quiz?
Well, I'm going to save it. It's how many coaches were fired mid-season last year?
Oh. Okay.
How many coaches were fired, and can you name them?
Hmm.
in the NFL last season.
Okay. We'll have that for you coming up.
Or we could do it right now.
No, because I have like 30 seconds. Oh. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
No, not at all.
Do you want to do it in 30 seconds?
Maybe the listeners probably do.
Because coming up next hour, Marvin went to see the Barbie movie yesterday, and he will give his review. Chris Sims, Football Night in America. Who won? Saquon Barkley and the Giants contract situation. A little bit later on, he won the Open Championship. Brian Harman will join us. And I still think Hall of Famer Steve Young is going to join us as well. Hope you'll stick with us. Hour two coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.